Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you for this conference line. We thank you for this prayer call. Father God, right now, we decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, of divine provision. We decree and declare that this day we are truly the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that this day we are truly his strength. We decree and declare that this day we are the advancement of the Lord. We decree and declare that this day we shall experience the goodness of the Lord. We experience the goodness of the Lord this day. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that your divine hedge of protection will continue to just surround your people. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that divine provisions begin to show up and angelic visitations begin to take place for your people. We decree and declare that we are truly the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare that this will be a day, Father God, that you have made. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the line and let's start speaking in our heavenly language. Esheki.
Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We give you all honor.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, for who you is and always will be, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty Power Woman. Thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, God. We give our honor and praise, oh God. And thanksgiving, oh God.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we bring thanksgiving unto you this evening, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the dunamis power, Lord God, that continues to allow us to break walls, Lord God. Allow us to stand on victory, Lord God. Allow us to, Lord God, to swim above waters when we feel like we're drowning. Lord, we thank you for the blood that protects us. We thank you for the angels that guide us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that speaks to us each and every day, Lord God. May we hold on to your word like never before. May our seed speak for us, Lord God, in time when we cannot talk. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to trust in us, bestow us with love and grace and mercy, that you choose us each and every day and breathe a fresh new breath of air in us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we stand firm, Lord God, on your word. We thank you for the prophetic word that's over our lives that continue to manifest each and every day. Lord, I pray for the increase for each and every one of us, Lord God, that we continue to see your greatness. Lord God, that we continue to have that kingdom living here on earth. Lord, I pray for relationships in this season. I pray for heads of households in this season, Lord God, that you will guide them, give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to lead families, Lord God. We thank you for the vision that is so great, Lord God, that goes beyond us. Lord, we thank you for the healing and the miracles that you continue to do even in this hour. In your mighty precious name, we pray for our leaders and our shepherds. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to meet together on this line, on this prayer call, this midnight cry, and agree together in prayer, Father God. Thank you for your presence that is with us, Lord God. Thank you for answered prayers and testimonies, Lord God. Thank you for healings and restoration, Lord. Thank you for your continued direction and your protection as well for each one of us on the line and even our families and loved ones, Lord God. Thank you, Father, so much for your plans for good that you have for each one of us. Just decree and declare your peace in each one of us, our hearts and our minds and our lives, Lord God, and our situations, Lord God, and all the different situations happening in the world, Lord God. We agree together in prayer for peace in the weather, Lord God, and safety for those in those zones of forecast. That is happening, Lord God, with the hurricanes and floods, Lord God. We speak peace and your protection upon people as much as possible, Lord God. Thank you for safety, Lord God, and thank you, Lord, even that the storms would decrease, Father. Thank you for that they would even decrease and continue to have your will and your way. And let people be drawn to you, Lord God. Thank you for even the warm situations that have happened in floods where people are rescuing even animals, Lord God, and other people, Lord, those testimonies coming through of the good in human nature, Lord God, and continue to let your people be salt and light in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your mighty word, oh God, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. And we want to give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for calling us your friends, oh God. And we thank you, God, for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for being the author and the finisher of our faith, God. And we will continue, God, to trust in you, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for renew of strength, God, each and every day. God, we thank you, God, for cleansing our hearts of all selfishness, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for your blessing upon our schools, college, and all institutions of learning, God. God, we thank you, God, for for protecting our children, God, as they go back to school, God. God, we thank you, God, for healing and mercy on your people who is ill. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. God, we thank you, God, for the joyful and willing hearts that you give us to follow you, God. God, we thank you, God, for patience to do your will this new day, on this new day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making this new day a day of victory, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because truly we are an overcomer, God. God, we thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness from our minds and wills, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for teaching us how to walk and what we should do, God. God, we thank you, God, for opportunities on this new day. And we thank you, God, for guarding us against the evil of the unbelief, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, their family, and their loved ones, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for looking on those who was in the hurricane. God, thank you for the support. Thank you, God, for healing them. And thank you, God, for all the donations that has come to them and still coming, God. God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet William.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. And we give you praise, my God. No anoint, Father, unto you, Lord, shall the gathered the people be. We thank you, Father, that you are our light and our salvation. And we thank you for the illumination of your word, Father, that is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. We thank you for guiding us continually, Lord, with your eyes. We thank you for your protection through your blood, covering us as the redeemer of the Lord. Father, your word, my God, we thank you for the garment of praise. And we thank you, Father, for the oil of joy and oil of gladness. We thank you for spirit of rejoicing, Father. In the midst, Father, of trials and testing, my God, you say, my God, rejoice in the midst of it all and give you thanks. For you say in everything, give you thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We thank you, Father, as we continue to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, Father, which is but a reasonable service. Not to be confirmed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We thank you for the mind of Christ, Father, operational, Father. That we, Lord, that you, by your Holy Spirit, Father, will cause us to walk circumspectly as wise, redeeming the time because we know the days are evil. But we thank you, Father, because we know your thoughts, you think towards us, my God, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us expected end. So we thank you, Father, for encouragement for those, my God, Father, that they discourage even now, my God, we pray for encouragement in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and no sorrow. We thank you, Father, for the open doors. We thank you for the anointing that will rest upon this line and upon every company of the prophets and the families, my God. Even, Lord, our leaders, Archbishop E. Bernard John and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, Father, you're releasing your anointing, releasing your strength, my God. Releasing, my God, your unction to function, my God. Even, Lord, and the trip that they will have to take, my God, your presence, Father, will rich, enriched presence will go with them, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your angelical host of angels, even now on assignment, from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore, round homes, my God, and your peace that you establish within hearts and minds, because you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is set upon you. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for your protection, Father, even those, my God, that need your help, Father, tonight, because we thank you because you are our present help in time of trouble. As we call upon you, Father, you shall call and you will answer us, Father, and you will show us great and mighty things which we know it not. And we thank you for the revelation that you are still revealing your secrets unto your servants, the prophets. Father, be glorified tonight. Be thou exalted, Father. And Lord, let your anointing, my God, saturate the lives of every ministry, Father, Lord, even at Lord, the fivefold ministry, even to the globalization of the prophetic, my God, your Father's souls will be drawn unto you, even this day, my God, and come to know you, Lord Jesus, whom to know right is life eternal. In the name of Jesus, through your word, my God, and through the drawing of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for opening the ears, my God, of the deaf, and causing the eyes of the blind to be opened, and causing the hearts, my God, to perceive and to know, Father, the things that you are saying, even in this hour, my God, you said him that has an ear, let him hear what your spirit is saying. And we thank you for touching lives and Father, being our front foot and rear foot as we give you praise, honor, and glory for the blood covering, Father, over families, over the schools, and over the children. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we thank you for another day. We thank you for this new day, Lord. I thank you in advance for the turnaround that is taking place in the lives of the family members in Texas and what is taking place for the people in Asia, Lord. I thank you for continuing to be with Prophetess Cynthia Dawson as she is going through her restoration period and her healing, Father. I thank you in advance for healing matters of the heart of your people, Lord. I thank you for just peace, continuation in our faith, strengthening those who need strength, continuing in love, and continuing to allow our lights to shine forth, Lord, so that others will come to you and know the joy of the Lord and know their salvation. And thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan as well, Lord. Thank you for the guidance and the leadership, and thank you for abundance. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for divine peace even now. Thank you for every life here on the line even now on this morning. We thank you for a new day even now. We thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds, touch our hearts, touch all of our spirits even now, Father God. Allow us to dream even now and have innovative dreams, Father God. Let us allow us to have restful, peaceful sleep even on this morning, Father God. We thank you for this new day. Father God, protect us, lead us, and guide us as we come and as we go, Father God. Allow today to be a powerful day as we begin to enter into this new day, worshiping you, Father God, acknowledging and honoring you, Father God. You deserve all the glory and the praise and the honor now and forevermore. I love you, Lord, and thank you for right partnerships and right relationships even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord God, I want to thank and praise your name for just blessing us on this morning, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for the prophetic ministry of Mar Elijah, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, Lord God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for just having this platform for us to come to your throne of grace, oh Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for all the prophets that are represented here on the line, oh dear God, and those that are listening in the background, oh Father God. And the people that have been invited to the call, oh dear God, bless them in a special way, oh dear God. Give them a special anointing upon their lives, oh Father God. Bless the afflicted, oh dear God. And Lord God, I stand in the gap for the following people, Lord God. Janet McGee, oh dear God, Reverend George G. Dindy, Dr. Yolanda T. Griffin, and Antonio Moses, that you will continue to bless them and heal them. Also, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, oh dear God, that you will continue to heal them complete and whole. We decree and declare total healing upon their bodies, oh dear God, their souls and their spirit, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless their families in a special manner, oh dear God. Lord God, I ask a special blessing over the leaders of our land, oh dear God, even the people that have been afflicted with the flood, oh dear God, each and every place that you have that is going through calamities, oh dear God. We thank and we praise you, oh dear God, that you will bring them out and that the help will come to help them in this season, Father God, that we will band together so that we can provide the help for the less fortunate, oh dear God. We bless and praise your name, Lord God, for our children that are going back to school, oh dear God, that you will keep them covered under your blood, Father God. We thank and praise your name for just being a lamp unto our feet, for letting us be the remnant that's listening to the clarion call that's coming in this season, Lord God. We thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just keeping us holy, oh dear God, for keeping us submissive to your will, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name for, Lord God, just blessing marriages in this season, that you will continue to be a lamp in the season for them, oh dear God, so that they can stay on one accord and practice communication in this season, that we shall all practice communication and operate in principles, integrity, and ethics at all times. Lord God, I ask a special blessing over your leaders, oh dear God, that they will continue to do your will. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for what you're doing in each and every one of our leaders. Father God, even now, touching each and every one of our archbishops, each and every one of our pastors, each and every one of our bishops, each and every one of our elders. Father God, we thank you for touching all of our ministers and evangelists. Father God, just want to lift up each and every deacon and deaconess. Father God, even now, Father God, touch every brother and sister, Father God, that we have in Christ, even now. Want to lift up, Father God, even each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God, even now. Each and every one, Father God, that is your mouthpiece, Father God, those that share your secrets, Father God, that you share with them. We thank you now for touching, Father God, even each and every one in our communities, Father God. Touch each and every body in our household, Father God. Touch each and every soul connected in our family, Father God. Those that are present, Father God, and even those that may be afar, Father God. We want to thank you now, Father God, for even touching all of our elders in our communities, Father God. Touching our parents, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for touching our grandparents, our grandmothers, Father God, and our grandfathers, Father God, even now. Thank you for divine strength, Father God, that you continue to give to them. Thank you for divine restoration, Father God, that you even shoot to their bodies, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching even your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you for divine restoration even over her body, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching even all of those that may be sick and shut in, Father God. I want to just lift them up to you, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a divine healing, Father God, even to their bodies or even to their minds, whatever may be going on with them, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for making the crooked path straight, Father God, and being a light into our path, Father God, and even unto our feet. I want to thank you now, Father God, for we know your word declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I want to thank you for divine joy, Father God, that you continue to surround us with, Father God, and I want to thank you for the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, Father God. Right now, I want to thank you, Father God, for continuing to cover those that are dealing with, Father God, the effects of the flood, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for even a restoring, Father God, double unto those that may have lost, Father God, anything, Father God, that because of this, Father God, I want to thank you for covering and favoring those that are widowed, Father God, covering and favoring, Father God, even the fatherless, Father God, and even our strangers in our land, Father God. Continue to just touch your people, Father God, and only the way that you know how. We'll be so careful to give your name all the great, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, Father God, in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. I will enter in his gates with praise and with thanksgiving. And just to say thank you, God, for all the things that you continue to do in our lives. To say thank you, God, for your restoration and your healing in our lives, God. To say thank you, God, for your favor and your faithfulness, God. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you the honor for all the things you continue to do each and every day, God. We give you the glory for the breath that we take each and every moment, God. Father God, we ask that you even look over and cover our children, God, as they're getting prepared to go back to school this week, God. We ask that you even covering loved ones, God, as we're going into this Labor Day weekend, God. Father God, we give you glory and honor for all the things you're doing, even with financial dealings, God, and business deals, God. Father God, we ask that you even provide miracles and breakthroughs in even every situation and that is laying on people's hearts, God. Father God, I ask that you remember our seed, remember our giving, God, that we already are covered, God. Father God, you get the praise, God. You get the praise, God. Father God, I even thank you for the healing that you're bringing into people's physical body and even Prophetess Deaconess Cynthia Dawson of even the miracles and the healings you're doing in her body, God. And God, we even lift up Prophetess Yolanda Rojas' family, God, that you're even moving already in that situation, God, in this time, God. And Father God, we even lift up those that are going through this flood, God, that you're already covering and even working things out, God, and that you're even creating miracles and breakthroughs, God, and even in those situations down in Houston, God, and even across the world, God. Father God, we ask you, God, that you even cover those that's not even looking for covering, God, that you even will hear their prayers, God. Father God, we thank you that you have given us the power to declare the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over any situation, God, and we declare it and decree it over any situation and circumstances that we may be going through, God. And Father God, we thank you that you have already given us the victory concerning our relationship, the victory concerning our finances, the victory concerning our jobs, God, giving us the victory of concerning networks and new opportunities, God. We thank you, God. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall deliverance be deliverance, and as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, because he hath anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree healing to every bruised mind, to every bruised emotion, to every bruised spirit, to every bruised body, Lord God, to every bruised ego, Father God. We decree healing and sight to the blind, those that are physically blind, mentally blind, emotionally, socially blind. We speak sight in the name of Jesus. Deliverance to every captive, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are captive even in the storm waters, captive even in prison, captive even in their minds, captive even in addictions, captive even in abusive relationships. We discard and dispel every bondage of financial oppression, and we loose and decree deliverance to every financial calamity in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we speak liberation and we speak prosperity to every poor spirit, poor mind, poor emotion, poor in finances, advancement, promotion. We decree and declare, Lord God, liberty even in the finances, Lord God. We decree and declare debt cancellation, Lord. Reverse the curse, for you redeemed us from the curse of the law. You redeemed us from sickness. You redeemed us from poverty. You redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you have given us eternal life. And Father, we lift up everyone on this call, Lord God, every spoken request, every submitted request, every unspoken request. We decree and declare healing to every family, healing to every situation, Lord God. Your spirit of restoration flows even now through the call, through the airways, Lord God. Healing, Lord, repair and deliverance. Lord God, we bless our leaders. We bless our pastors. We bless our prophets, the prophetic order. We speak deliverance to Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, to the Rosa Oz family. Lord God, to every family, we decree and declare restoration. We decree and declare healing, Lord God, of every strained relationship in the name of Jesus. And we bless our bishop, our archbishop, our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord God, as they prepare to go to Africa, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare divine protection in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a bondage and a rebuke to every warlock, to every witch doctor. We bind them at Osha in the name of Jesus, and we decree divine protection as they go forth and for all of those that will be traveling with them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up our first family. We bless them. We speak strength. We speak divine protection even to the children, even to our elders, Lord God. We decree it and we declare it in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. All right. We want to thank you all for being on the call for tonight. Just want to let everyone know, join us for those that are in the New York area. Join us for Sunday church service, okay? That is at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, New York, New York. And if you need any information or if you know anyone in the New York area, invite them to come out to Zoe Ministry with our overseer, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. So definitely invite them, and you can always call to get more information at 888-831-0434. Again, that's 888-831-0434. We would love to know that they have been invited and bring it into the church. Also, I know a couple of weeks ago, Pastor Deborah has been the invite, and she's given her email address for those to download a preview of the prophetic prayer call, okay? It is on her website. Go to her shopping cart. It's on the website. We've also been posting it on Facebook, okay? Share the link with other people and let people know that they can go there and download it for free, okay? And this is the prayer call, midnight prayer call is right there. You can download it. It's about a 45, we cut it down to 45 minutes. And just bless someone to go there. You can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. Again, that's PastorDeborahJordan.com. So I'm going to go there and download that free audio and let them be blessed by it and invite them on the midnight prayer call. We're going to say good night, good morning, and have a blessed and wonderful
day. Prophet Naomi.
Yes,
Prophet Deborah. Just want to thank everyone on the prayer call on tonight. I encourage everyone, don't forget to come to go to service tomorrow, in the morning rather. I just love each and every one of you, and thank you so much for being a part, and thank everyone for being a stand for prayer in times and days like these. I love each and every one of you to life. Also, one day next week we'll be, make sure you look in your email. I'll be emailing you something. We're going to have a special meeting for the prophets. This is for the prophets, those that are praying, but we'll give you more information about that as we move forward. So make sure you look into your email. You should find it probably on Tuesday, no later than Wednesday. Amen. But thank you again, family. I love you to life. Have a great, great, great day in the Lord. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, family.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.